small that the pine trees had those.
Does either one of them sound more familiar than the other?
No, I don't write.
Okay. And what do sheep, what do they have on their backs? They shear them. What do you raise
wool.
Sheep? What was that?
Wool.
Okay. And the male hog, what do you call a male hog? The father, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to these words and see which one of you all might have used. Boar, boar hog, male hog, a seed hog, a breeding hog, stock hog.
Well, stock hog, no, male hog, that was, I heard that more than I did the others.
Okay. Do you know which word that men, when they were talking by themselves, if women weren't around, word that they might more likely use?
Boar.
Okay. And what about a castrated male hog, one that's been altered so that it won't father pigs? Do you remember a word for that? Been a long time since you had dealings with
them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure has.
Stag, barrel, borrow. None of those words are.
Let's see, when they're cut, that leaves them a, what's it called, not a snag, is it?
Is that what you call them? There are three or four names here, stag, barrel,
stag.
Borrow. You didn't use barrel or borrow either one?
Mm-hmm.
Stag, okay.
Stag.
Okay.
That's right.
The little one, when it's first born, is called a baby.
Baby pig.
And when it grow up, it's a.
Sow.
Okay, and that's.
Or
the,
a.
Okay, all of them are called a bunch of.
Hogs.
Okay, and what do they have on their backs? Those hairs. Used to make brushes, I think, used them in brushes.
I don't believe I know what to call that.
The stiff hairs on a hog's back. Bristle.
Like bristle.
How's that?
Bristle.
Okay, and
that's
the big
right.
Teeth that a hog has. Same thing that an elephant has, I think. They call them.
Tushes.
How's that?
Tushes.
Okay. Now, you put the food for a hog in a what?
Trough.
And I said the word, I don't remember whether you did or not. If you have a pig and you don't want him to grow up to be a boar, what do you do to him to keep him from growing up to be a boar?
Castrated.
Okay. The noise that is made by a calf when it's being weaned, you might say the calf began to.
Noise it's made by?
Yeah, the calf makes, you know, when it's unhappy about being kept away from its mother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see if I. Yeah. Does a calf bleat?
Okay. That's
bleat how. For its mother?
Okay. And what about the noise that a cow or a calf, either one, might make at feeding time? A kind of happy noise, maybe during. The cow began to
move.
Okay. And if you've got horses and mules and cows and they're getting hungry, you say, well, I've got to go out and
feed them.
Feed. What? Have you got a word that
horses?
Okay. Would you have one word that would mean all of those different things? I've got to go out and feed the
stock.